House Speaker Mike Johnson says the U.S. Capitol will fly its flags at full staff during President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration next week. President Joe Biden ordered flags at half staff during 30 days of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter, who died last month. The U.S. flag code requires the practice after the deaths of presidents. On January 20th, the flags at the Capitol will fly at full staff to celebrate our country coming together behind the inauguration of our 47th president, Donald Trump, Johnson said in a statement. The flags will be lowered back to half staff the following day to continue honoring President Jimmy Carter. Johnson is not the first high-profile official to order flags at full staff for the inauguration. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a similar order on Monday, January 13th, requiring flags at the Texas State Capitol and state office buildings to be at full staff throughout Inauguration Day. Governors of other states, including Alabama, Florida, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and Tennessee, have issued similar orders. President-elect Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club flew its flag at full staff Monday. However, it did not violate the U.S. flag code because Mar-a-Lago is a private residence. Like President Biden, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also issued an order directing U.S. flags in the Sunshine State to fly at half staff through January 28th. The president-elect also paid his respects to Carter in the Capitol Rotunda and attended his state funeral last week.